Why did you stop it?
Rishi, what the hell are you doing?
I'm trying to sing the German national anthem. You see, what's going to happen in Canada is Michael comes, takes pole, takes the win, he wins, we get to hear the national anthem for him.
So you're trying to say that we're going to have 7 out of 7
by car number 7.
And Schumacher's already won 7. So really, is 7 the lucky number as people have been talking?
I am absolutely telling you, this is Michael Schumacher's race. He's had the worst luck, the worst start to his Formula 1 career ever. But this Montreal is where it changes, my friend Kunal.
I would agree with you for a change. Usually we agree to disagree, but this time I do agree with you.
Yes, that is Kunal Shah. My name is RJ Rishi Kapoor. We're both recording this blog in Mumbai and you're catching us live on Kunal's F1 blog and lots of fun happening here. Kunal, I think Canada is the last race where we'll see a different racer winning a Grand Prix.
We will have 7 out of 7. I think after that, we're going to run out of the number of options of people who will win and we will eventually have a repeat winner. But I'm waiting to be surprised. I mean, you know, we've seen different types of races in the last couple of years. Last year, of course, was a wet race. The year before that, we had mad pit stop poker, and I expect pit stop poker this year as well.
It was a wet race, but not a Vettel race, because what Button did in the last few laps was phenomenal, magical, great memory.
Great memory, his first win, and of course, we've reached a track where Red Bull has never won out here.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Crybaby Red Bull's over here because it's a closed circuit. And there's a very big straight on the circuit which will fancy the Mercedes car.
Yes, it's full of straights. Mm-hmm. Stop go corners, you know, mostly chicanes, mm-hmm. I would say. Mercedes have phenomenal straight line speed, the double DRS that, you know, everyone thought people will copy but haven't. Uh-huh. I fancy Mercedes for sure.
Absolutely. Lower track temperatures, tires can last a little longer, but the P0 Reds is the culprit. I think this is something done by Pirelli so that Mercedes does not win. Everybody goes for shorter stints.
I think we will have pit stop poker, and who better than Ross Brawn to have on your pit wall when there is pit stop poker. And three stoppers, maybe 4 stoppers. We'll see a lot of activity in the pit lane. That's where I would love to be.
Let's talk about HRT. We are Indians. We love the Indian racing cordon. We love Naren Karthikeyan, and Naren might just be getting a new wing with HRT.
We've read reports, front wing, rear wing changes, etc. Well, frankly, I just want to see him beat one of the Marussia racing cars. Nothing better than that.
We're all praying for that. We're all fasting for that matter. But Wall of the Champions, this is a circuit with a slightly different layout. That Wall of Champions has seen so many cars over the years just getting into it.
So we have 6 world champions this year, right?
Yes.
Let's keep a count. Who's gone in yet?
Michael Schumacher.
Button has gone in.
Absolutely. Vettel went last year.
Yes,
during
that's correct.
Free practice. Yes. And
so 3 drivers left, 3 world champions left. There's Hamilton, there's Alonso, and there is
Raikkonen.
That's correct. So do you think any of the guys are going to go?
I think one of the Lotuses will get inside, and my money's on Grosjean, because I don't think A, this is a Lotus track, B, Grosjean lacks the competitiveness or the confidence or the experience to pull it off here.
Hey man, don't be so harsh on him. That poor guy has, and he's going to debut at the circuit. So let's just probably cheer for him a little.
Okay, I'll give you the logic. Either he goes into the champions wall, or he chooses Michael Schumacher. He's always going into one of the two things. I don't like him for that. How important is pole on this track?
If you look at the data from the last 2 years, Rishi, we've had 4 drivers who've, you know, pole to flag wins.
So that's only a 40%.
That's a 40%, yes.
Success chance.
Also, because it's a track with low downforce, and you know, slipstreaming is easily possible, etc., etc. It's something that I believe is not the most important, like it was in Monaco.
Correct.
But you know, I'd love to see the fight for pole as well. Like Q2 and Q3 will be really interesting.
The last time a very different radical win that happened here was by Robert Kubica when he was driving the BMW
Sauber.
Yeah,
I really wish Kubica comes back to the sport, if that's what you're trying to ask me. Which technically means that, barring Red Bull, we've had Ferrari that's won here.
Correct.
We've had McLaren.
Correct.
We've had Renault, which is now Lotus.
Correct.
We've had Sauber, and we've had Williams win this at this race circuit as well.
Oh yes.
So Red Bull is the only constructor in the current form of, you know, top form of constructors who's
absolutely
not won out here.
That is brilliant, brilliant stuff. If Christian Horner is listening to us, he can thank us later for the stats, but he needs to up his pace over here. Mercedes has an advantage, and do you think they can convert it? What's your gut feel?
They have a lot of experience in Braun and with the technical team and of course with Michael Schumacher. I think he just needs one really good weekend
and he'll turn it around.
To string everything back and he'll turn it around. And what better than Montreal?
One more name comes to my mind. Massa, who suddenly started feeling comfortable in the car. Was it a one-off at Monaco or will it continue at Montreal?
I hope not. That's the only answer I'll give. Because I really want him to do well. I know, irrespective of him doing well or no, he will be replaced. So he'd rather go out on a high.
We think the Mercedes can win. Although, Kunal somewhere thinks Alonso is his man.
I guess so. You know, he's shown so much of determination this year.
Correct.
That Ferrari have not had the fastest of cars. And, you know, they've all called it the Lego car and stuff like that.
Correct.
But he's still been up there. And I have turned into an Alonso fan.
Two DRS zones it was last year, but this time it's going to be only one. And I particularly feel that it's not fair. Two DRS zones is always, you know, an outside chance for someone else to.
My reaction is, yippee, we're going to see some real natural racing happen. We're going to rely on driver talent for a change. And that always makes me happy.
Yes, that is. Racing makes us happy. Talking about racing makes us happy. When you come back and listen to this, do make us happy by leaving a comment, saying a hi. Plain hi would not actually harm. So you'll catch us every week like that. Post this race, we'll be dissecting the Canadian Grand Prix. Fingers crossed for Michael Schumacher. In case you like someone else, I'm sorry. I'm not your fan. Bye, Kunal.
Bye-bye, Rishi.